Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Mishpatim, Tavshin Ayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perichov Beis, Pasuk Lamed. The Anche Kodesh, Tiunli, Ubasar, Basad, Trefa, Leisechelu, Lakelov, Tashlichon, Oisai. The Torah tells us that we should be holy, and any meat which was torn in the field shall be thrown to the dogs. We are not allowed to eat it. This, of course, is talking about the halacha that if meat is shechted and we find out that it was a trefa, the halacha is we're not allowed to eat it. However, one is allowed to have hana from it, one is allowed to have enjoyment from it, and he can give it to his own dogs to eat and to be able to have benefit from. There's a famous medrash we know based on the pasuk of Chol B'nai Yisrael Ayecharatz Kel L'Shoinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that when the B'nai Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, a dog won't even bark. That this was the schar, this was the reward for the dogs, that when the B'nai Yisrael left Egypt, the dogs didn't even bark, they made no commotion, they made no ruckus, and the B'nai Yisrael were able to leave quietly. The Das Academy Bali Taisis brings another pshat. Dogs are used to guard sheep. When one has a cattle and he has sheep to guard, we know that lions and foxes and other animals of prey come to this vulnerable catch and they try to eat them and kill them. The dog is there to put himself in front of these beasts and protect the flock, protect the lamb, or protect the vulnerable. Says the Das Akeni Bali Taisus, for that reason, when you do have a trefa, you should give the dog a reward for being able to always watch the sheep and watch the flock, that this shouldn't happen. An obvious question arises. Is this the time when we want to recognize the hard work of the dog? Only in this instance, when we have a trefa, the Torah is exhorting us and telling us that if you do have a trefa, give it to the dog. Why is it in this instance that the Torah singles out the dog? So one can answer on a simple level that it's dafka at this area, it's dafka at this point, where we recognize exactly what the dog does for us. Without the dog, we would have much more of a loss. Without the dog, we would have much more of a hard time being able to watch the flock. Therefore, the Torah says, remember the dog, because without the dog, you wouldn't have the flock and the sheep being protected. Another pshat we can say is the following. Doesn't it seem odd that at this point we are rewarding the dog? What are we rewarding the dog with? We're rewarding the dog with trefa, with an animal that was actually killed by a lion. So in the instance where we're rewarding the dog didn't do his job. The dog did not watch the lamb. He did not watch the sheep. And as a result, it was killed, and now we have to go and give it to him as a reward. Why don't we take this opportunity to show up the dog, so to speak, and tell him, look, you didn't do your job. We're not going to reward you. The Torah says, no, with this dafka, with this specifically, we're going to give you as a reward. The answer may be the following. Many times in life, a person comes on to somebody, and he gets favors from him, and that person does good things for him, he does him favors, he does him taivas, he does chesed for him, and he comes to be reliant on that person. What happens? That one time, when he comes to that person, and he asks him for a favor, and that person turns him down. The nature of a person is that even after so many years of accepting chesed from that person, from that friend of his, when that one time comes that he didn't receive the chesed, all of a sudden he forgets all the good things that his friends did for him over the years. Unfortunately, we know this is all too true. How many times does a person have a rav or a rebbe who does so much for them, who helps them so much over the years, whether it's Baruchnius or Begashmius, and then the one time where they're not able to help them, or they're not able to help extend a hand to them, or turn them down for a favor, all of a sudden they look for a new Rav, or a new Rebbe, or a new friend. Comes along the Torah and tells us that gratitude, Hakaras HaTayiv, does not end when a person doesn't do what he wants you to do. Hakaras HaTayiv is remembering all the things that the person did for you in the past, and all the good deeds that he was there for you, and all the times he was there for you, even when right now it might seem that he failed us, and he didn't come through with what we asked him to do. This is the lesson of Lakelev Tashlichon Oisai. This is the lesson of the dog. Yes, the dog failed this time, and as a result, the animal was killed, and I have to go and feed him to the dog. I cannot go and eat the sheep. I cannot go and shech the sheep. It is no longer kosher. But I could take this opportunity to dafka, go against my nature, to go against what I wanted to do, and not show gratitude to the dog, and thank him now for all the times when he was there for me and was able to protect the animals for me. Wishing all of you a guten Shabbos.